Yeah, so great sharings, everybody. And I'm so thankful to God for his great love and for all that he's done for us. And this week we had a wonderful victory for my daughter. And so, you know, it's like something that would seem like not a big deal and pretty small, but really it was really, really a big deal and really great. And so, you know, it's just that thing like y'all have been saying and sharing, that we just keep looking to God and know that he is working, even sometimes when it doesn't appear that he is. And God has so many ways to accomplish his great desire for us when we just look to him and keep our focus on him and expect that he will. And so it was a really wonderful, wonderful thing. And so God is working, and he is always working in our behalf, because this is what he wants to do. He doesn't want to ever stop working for us, because we're his kids, we're his beloved, and we're the apple of his eye. He has a deep affection, devotion, and love for us, and he certainly has proved that in all that he has done. And so, you know, Lawrence was saying some great things. One of the things he said is, consider your ways. From that record in Haggai, that God had admonished Israel. And so, yeah, that is something actually this morning that was great for me, in that I was doing that. So it's nice to hear him share that. And it's a good thing. It is a good thing to consider my ways, because sometimes you're so used to living a certain way or thinking a certain way that you don't even realize you're doing it. And when you consider your ways with God, it really isn't so great to do it all by yourself on your own. No, that's not so great. But when you consider your ways with God's help and instruction, just like that record, which was really cool because God gave them the instruction on what to do. And he said he will take pleasure in it. Like, it's God's pleasure to help us with these things. You know, and it's in his best interest that we move along, you know, in this wonderful life and authority and power and good works that God has given to us. And he wants us to manifest all of these spiritual blessings. So when I consider my ways, this is really with him. This is like what makes him happy, because he knows when I am looking to him and asking to understand something or to see something that I need to see, he's going to help me do that. He's going to show me. And I will be very happy, and he will take pleasure, just like he did when he said that to Israel, you know, to build his house. And so, yeah, it's, you know, everything is just done. And we are as Christ is. You know, it's just done. It's finished. It's perfect, as Amber was saying earlier. You know, it's not that we have to try to be more Christ-like. It really isn't that. And I've spent a lot of years doing that. And that is what gets you off track, really, because you're kind of running alongside what is true, but you're off the track just enough that you don't become fruitful. You know, you have no fruit, because you're trying to get to some place that God has already put you. And so this is why I think considering your ways is like so important, because when my heart is open to God and my desire before God is to be as Christ is, well, that's what he wants too, because he's already made me that, but he wants me to have my heart of my mind to know and believe that that is my reality. So whatever it takes for him to help me to get there in my heart and mind, because I'm already there, really makes him happy. It is his good pleasure. And so, yeah, God really helped me to see something this morning. It was one of those things that, you know, you just, it's subtle. Yeah, Amber was talking about that too. It is sometimes. It's not like so obvious to you, but it's subtle. But God is fully aware of every single thing that's in my heart and mind. Nothing is hidden from him. So sometimes something might be hidden from me, but he wants it to be visible to me. You know, all things to be manifested, every spiritual blessing, but God wants it to be manifested, to appear, to be visible. That was the whole point of it, you know, that these things would be made visible and be obvious so that he is glorified and that we are very happy. Because that's what it is all about, really. It's the glorification of God, and when God glorifies himself through us and in us, we get to share in that glory, and yeah, we are very happy. Nothing greater on this earth than that. So, yeah, so anyway, just moving ahead and expecting great things from God and not being of this world. Sorry. Not being of this world means I can expect that heaven will be brought forth in my life, because that is my reality. Our reality is that we are of heaven. You know, old things are passed away. All things, each and everything is become new. And I'm not mixing the old with the new. You know, Christ talked about that. He said that doesn't work. There is no mixing old and new. You don't put new wine in an old wineskin. You don't. Okay? It doesn't work. You don't put that new, wonderful piece of fabric on something that's threadbare. It doesn't work. It doesn't harmonize. It doesn't agree. And within us, it's the same thing. That's why, of course, that God wouldn't stick old and new together. You know, and that's why it's so wonderful that, you know, we know that our old man was crucified with Christ, and that we were raised in newness of life, and that we can reckon ourselves indeed, dead indeed unto sin. We reckon ourselves dead indeed unto sin, it says in Romans. And so this is the fresh, new life. And sometimes, you know, I might feel like it's not fresh at all. Like my life needs a refresher, right? But no, my life is fresh every day. Matter of fact, every minute of every day, I can have a fresh do-over if I need to. And so God helps me with this. This is what he wants, because he wants me to live just as Christ is. That is what he desired for me and for all of us. This is his great and beautiful desire, that we would be as his son, Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, and share in that great inheritance at his right hand side. And that's a very pleasurable place, where there are pleasures forevermore. He wants us to live this happy and simple, powerful life of authority, ruling and reigning as one that gives the orders, and it is done. You know, it's like the centurion. He knew what words, the power of words. I say to one servant, go here, do this, or to a soldier, go here, do that, and they do it. You know, that's like what we do with the world. That's what ruling and reigning is, using the authority of Christ Jesus, the name above every single name, There is no name that even exists that is above his name. What a magnificent thing. You know, yeah, Amber mentioned it. It's like, you know, such a powerful place to be as God's child. This is, you know, and so it is a matter of, you know, for me, it is allowing God to reveal his son in me. Love that verse in Galatians. But it's God's good pleasure to reveal his son in me, that I may preach among the heathen, for the point of speaking those words that he gives me, that all men should be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. That's the point of all of it. And so, you know, God is there fully invested in my success, because he's already made it to be. But he's fully invested in helping me to get my heart and my mind in the place where he has already created me to be as Christ. And he is fully invested in this, because this is his great pleasure. This is his great joy, because then he can work and do these wonderful signs and miracles and wonders through us. This is what he desires. And that's why he had to create us to be complete. Because if he had to wait for us to figure it out and work our way into it and, you know, whatever, you know, what people do by our own works and our own efforts, you know, he just would be waiting a long time for everybody. And we would still never get there. So he was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it all for you. At the moment you get born again, you are ready to go. You are complete, as Christ is. Right in that moment, you're ready to go. And you do not need to even consider that you're not, because I made you to be, you know? So, he is fully engaged and invested in doing whatever is necessary to help us in our heart and in our mind manifest these things, you know? And so, as we have been encouraged so often and so wonderfully, and I would say so necessarily, to just keep practicing those things that we've been encouraged to do, no matter what, you know, God is working. He is always doing. He is not a God that sits on his hands and does nothing. You know, that's just not who he is, and he's never been that. All the thousands of years when he was bringing the only begotten son forth, the Messiah, the Savior, when nobody even cared. There were a lot of times where nobody cared about that. There were a few times where a few cared about that. Yeah, Abraham being one of them. You know, but there was a lot of others for thousands of years that didn't care at all about what he was doing to save all of mankind. You know, to bring the Savior. But he was still doing it anyway. And this is the kind of God that he is. When he has spoken something and promised something and done deal something, then it's just not going to ever fall to the ground. As long as we buy into it. Now, I need to buy into that fully and completely, you know. That I am as he is, period. I just am. And whether I ever, you know, do buy into it or don't, really doesn't change the fact that I still am. You know, that's a really comforting thing. That I still am, no matter what. I am as Christ is. Because this is exactly what God wanted to do. To make his kids just as Jesus Christ. Doing over there? Okay, Sarah is like in the kitchen. I don't know what she's doing. So, anyway, I love y'all.